we're talking about a spicy tuna poke bowl today that I made for lunch last week. One of them was with a salmon fillet that I actually air fried with like really crunchy sesame seasoning on top.
Mayo is, I can't, no matter how much chipotle or other spices. It is my favorite time of the week because I've got the fantastic Kayla Capiello here. We're going to be talking about food, exercise, life, and more. Kayla, how are you?
Hi, hello.
I heard you had a busy morning. Lots of exercise. Tell us about it.
I did. So I'm training for the Broad Street 10 miler. It's the first weekend in May, and I've run it before. I've actually run it two other times before. I ran it last year, and then I ran it one time before COVID. I ran a lot of track in high school. My dad was actually my track coach. So I felt like when I went to college, I never wanted to run again. And then when I graduated from college, I was like, oh, this is really nice to be able to like run for myself and not like run for like a team or a coach. It was just like when I wanted to. So after college, my parents actually ran a half marathon with me. And then a couple of years, like in a row, we did a couple like 3 milers together. We did a 10K together. And then we did this 10 mile. I did the 10 miler by myself once. And then last year we actually did it together, which was really fun because we got to train together and stuff.
Nice.
The weather last year was horrible. It was like barely 50 and it poured the entire time.
God, that sounds so awful.
It was like not great. So I feel like I know what I'm getting into at this point by signing up. So I got up this morning and ran 8 miles before we recorded it. Because I just needed to get it over with. It's like I know I have to run one long run a week. And Sunday mornings, the gym is always so crowded. So I realized that Monday mornings, the gym is not. There's no one there at like 7 or 8 a.m.
You ran this on a treadmill.
Oh, yeah. So I really don't like running outside when it's cold. Last week it was like, we had like that one nice day where it was like 70 degrees out.
Nice, yeah.
And I did run outside that day. I really hate it. I hate like that feeling when you're like sweating and your lungs are like your throat is burning because of like the cold air. So I truly, and I've done it like, this isn't the first time I'm doing it, but I've done it before where I've trained like basically 80% of the training runs like on the treadmill. It's definitely not the same. Like, don't think that it works like the exact same muscles. But I'm like, if I can do 10 miles on the treadmill, like I'm in shape, like I can do it. And then I tried to do a couple 8 miles, a 9 mile, and then obviously a 10 mile outside. But hopefully like those things will all happen in April. So it'll be like a little bit warmer than like it's been.
Right. Yeah, I hope so. Well,
I don't know. I like it. It's nice to like zone out and like, you're just running and you're listening to like your favorite music and like,
that's great.
I don't know. I just like totally zone out. And then by the time I'm done, I'm like, what was I thinking about for like 2 hours?
Well, I'm thinking about food, but I think
I'm like, what am I going to eat next?
I know. Right. So what are we talking about today? Recipe wise?
So Andrew and I have been obviously like trying to keep it super healthy. We're going on our honeymoon in May also. So I'm like running to do this race in the beginning of May. And then at the end of May, we're going on our honeymoon. So we were like, if we can just keep it like as healthy as possible for like the next 2 months, then at least like on vacation, we can feel really good about ourselves. And like, I'm the type of person who I want to go on vacation and not care about what I'm eating. I do not even want to think twice about like, is this healthy? Is this a good option? Like,
right.
I just want to eat like what I want to eat. And a lot of people want to do that. So I was like, I'm just going to pay a little bit more attention now. And then I can pay a little bit less attention like when we're on vacation. So we're talking about a spicy tuna poke bowl today that I made for lunch last week.
That sounds so good. Oh my
so
gosh.
Are you a sushi person? I really like sushi.
You know, there was a, you know, it's funny. I lived in Hawaii for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Well, it's not as glamorous as it sounds. I moved there because my mother was dying. So,
Not as glamorous as head, it was like you were a surf instructor.
No, so well, I have never surfed, but I do love to swim in the ocean. But when I was there, I ate a lot more sushi because the fish was amazing.
Yeah, that's like fresh.
But then I go to, and that was like 20, oh my gosh, 20. 27 years ago, something like that. And so I haven't really eaten much since. And when I do the sushi, I tend to get just like the avocado rolls or the things with vegetables in it and stuff. I don't know why. I mean, I just love ahi, but I'm always nervous. It's not nervous, but like, I don't think it is in Hawaii. So, but I'm sure there's good places around here.
So I feel like you're like, you know, like fresh fish, like that is, I feel like that I get really nervous about that too. Like, especially when I'm making it at home, I'm like, shoot, like you have to buy like sushi grade tuna. And like, how long has it been like sitting at the seafood counter? And like, I don't know, I get really scared. So I made two last week. One of them was actually with canned tuna that I mixed with spicy mayo. And then one of them was with a salmon fillet that I actually air fried with like really crunchy sesame seasoning on top. So they were essentially the same poke bowl. I mean, obviously, they start with a base of rice. Right. I used white rice for both of these. I used like white jasmine rice. But you can also use sticky rice if you want it to be like
sticky rice.
Me too. So I would have used sticky rice if I had it, but I didn't, and I still really wanted it. So I was like, any white rice will do. Also, if I'm being like really particular, you can use brown rice to make it low carb. And I always talk about this either on my meal prep plan or like with you here. You always have the option to mix cauliflower rice with either white rice or brown rice just to make it like a lower carb option.
Right.
So totally whatever rice works for you. I really wish I had sticky rice, but I just use the white rice. And then after that, I love adding some greens on top. So for both of these, I made a chopped kale salad and added that to the side. So it was like kale, it was purple cabbage, and then it was carrots. Ooh. And I chopped it all really fine on a cutting board. So it like really resembled a chopped salad. It wasn't like this, these big leafy pieces.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
I poured that on top. I sliced up a quarter of an avocado. I sliced up, basically it ended up being half a cup of chopped cucumber. And then I added green onions on top. So both times I did it with spicy mayo. I made like my own spicy mayo with sriracha and like organic mayo at home. If you want to buy it, you can, but obviously like, please be careful that you're buying a gluten-free one. Cause a lot of spicy mayos at the sushi restaurants have soy sauce mixed in.
Oh, that's, I didn't even, I was like gluten. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it kind of freaks me out. Like a lot of times when we get sushi, I just ask for my sauce on the side. And then when we have it at home, I can just add it. If we're eating out at the sushi restaurant though, I just ask for gluten-free soy sauce and like no other sauce on side. Okay. On top, just on the side, just in case. It actually happened to me this weekend. We were at, I was out on Friday night, like with my neighbors, and we had like a ladies' night, and we went and got sushi, and they were like, we have soy sauce and the spicy mayo. So like, do not get anything with spicy mayo. So they knew, which was helpful.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But if you're buying it at the store.
That's sick. I feel terrible.
Yeah. It like freaks me out because there's so many different variations. And if you're going to like a new place, you just don't know. Right. So it was easy. Like when I made the poke bowl at home to be like, I'm just going to mix together like my own sriracha mayo. There's definitely ones on the market you can buy that are gluten-free. Just make sure you pay attention when you buy them.
Okay. That's a good point. See, if I were you, I'd just bring a bottle of Tamari, a small one, and in my purse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I kind of felt better because the one we went to this weekend, when I asked for gluten-free soy sauce, they actually brought out the gluten-free soy sauce packets. So it said like Tamari on it and it said gluten-free. Good. So that made me feel like,
oh, that's good.
Okay. Sometimes when I used to work in the city, I would order, like you said, peanut avocado rolls for lunch. And I would ask for gluten-free soy sauce and it would give me like the little cup of soy sauce and it would just have a piece of tape on top and it would just say gluten-free. And it's like, can I trust that?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So sure. Kind of weird, but I guess I tried some pretty crazy things for sushi. But when I made it at home, I definitely made my own spicy mayo. I had tamari or like liquid aminos, coconut aminos, anything like that. For the tuna version, I used canned tuna, which obviously is like a highly debatable thing. I know people either like absolutely love it or they absolutely hate it. I'm a person who absolutely loves it. Andrew is a person who absolutely hates it. Like, if I'm making tuna, he doesn't even want to, like, be home or, like, be in the kitchen. But, like, I grew up with tuna. I love tuna.
Have you seen the jarred tunas that come in different types of oil? They're amazing. They're expensive, but they're amazing. I'll put the brand in the show notes.
Okay.
Oh, it has a jalapeno one, and it has...
Oh, wait. Please send me that immediately.
And the tuna, I don't know, it just tastes so good. You can put it in pasta, so like rice pasta. You can mix it with rice.
I love that.
Taco or something. It's really good. So, yeah, I'll make sure to let you know.
That sounds so good. I always buy it's called Wild Planet Tuna.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's only tuna in the can. Like, there's nothing weird in it. Like, as soon as you open it, it looks exactly like tuna. You're like, oh, this is like normal. But yeah, like, if you guys don't love canned tuna, the other option is I made it just with a salmon fillet. I just bought a piece of salmon, obviously from Trader Joe's. And then I put it in the air fryer. I didn't put oil or anything. I just sprinkled like a crunchy garlic sesame seasoning on top and like pretty heavily because I wanted it to have like that thick crust on the top. So I seasoned the top really heavily and just popped it on a piece of parchment paper in the air fryer.
I fried it on parchment paper in the air fryer.
So you can, depending on what air fryer you have.
Okay, that's good.
So I have an air fryer that looks like it's actually, I know we talked about this last time.
Sorry.
So it looks like a toaster oven.
Oh, okay. That's a little different than mine.
Yeah. So it's called, I think it's the Our Place one.
Okay.
So it literally just has like a little window. You put it on a pan, you put it in. So the parchment paper sits flat on the pan, which is fine for the air fryer.
Okay.
I also have the Ninja air fryer, which is more of like a basket one.
Yes.
I do not put parchment paper in that.
Right. Okay.
I have like a rubber liner if I need to use it.
Okay.
I have not. Maybe you can. If anyone's ever put parchment paper in an air fryer, let us know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
But I just use it like on the pan one because I'm like, if I can put it in the oven, like it's fine.
Okay.
Plus, if you live in a household where not everybody likes fish, it's such an easy cleanup. True. If you have the parchment paper down, I just like crumple it up and literally just take it to the garbage outside so Andrew doesn't have to like smell it. But so you can make this with tuna or obviously salmon. Right. You can do the same thing with a tuna steak if you want to like sear a tuna steak. And if you're adventurous enough to like do it with the sushi grade salmon or the sushi grade tuna at home, that's always an option as well. I have obviously done it that way. Okay. There's like a local like fishmonger that I've gone to get like the freshest option that you can get here. But obviously, like, please put whatever you want in this tuna bowl or salmon bowl, or even if you wanted a shrimp bowl, because any kind of seafood would work.
Right. And even though it's a poke bowl, it doesn't have to be poke. Right. Does that usually mean sushi or?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I guess I like resemble it with like, I associate it with the toppings.
Oh.
So for me, it's great. Like any kind of bowl that has toppings I would normally get with sushi. It's like, I don't know if that's accurate. Let's look it up. Because I know like,
I thought I meant it was raw because a friend of mine loves poke bowls and they have them at Wegmans and she'll get them sometimes and it's always raw fish.
But yeah. I guess the definition of poke is like the fish itself.
Right.
It means like the raw fish. But in my head, it's like all the toppings that come along with it.
Hey, whatever tastes good and healthy is good.
Exactly. Andrew gets, there was this place in Hoboken called Shaka Bowl, and Andrew's like obsessed with it, and it was a poke bowl place, but he always got kind of what we're talking about here, like a whole bowl with all these toppings, but they also have a grilled chicken option.
Oh, nice.
So he always gets that. And he was like so upset when we moved that he couldn't get it anymore. And we just found out that they're actually opening a second location or third location in Morristown where I live. And he is like counting down the day. He's like obsessed. Great. He totally loves it. So I feel like when we moved, we tried to make them a lot because we just love that style of food, and now we're gonna have to like go back to buying them because his favorite place is gonna be here.
Well, that was my favorite place is a place called Andale, and it's a Mexican restaurant in Los Gatos, California. And if you're very, 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 very wealthy, you can live there. Otherwise, forget it. That's why we don't. And it stinks because it's my favorite place on earth, not just the restaurant, but the Los Gatos. It's gorgeous. But anyway, if you ever have a chance to visit Los Gatos, California, it's beautiful. And go to Underlake. The best. The best. I dream about it. And I dream there. And I wake up or they have one here and then I'm really disappointed. But I want to go back to that salmon with the seeds.
Yeah.
The sesame seeds and the garlic. Do you crush that all up yourself or is this something like from Trader Joe's?
Yeah, it's a seasoning that I got and I can't remember. I know this one is not from Trader Joe's. I got it at Wegmans and it literally says like sesame garlic crunch on it. And it's sesame, dried garlic, dried onions, sea salt.
That's it? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. And it makes a really good crust. It's just like a heavy seasoning that I like. Do in place of the crust.
Well, I love
Trader Joe's has that I've used before and I do like it's like a nori, a Japanese nori seasoning.
Oh, okay.
So it has like garlic in it, it has sesame seeds, and then it has pieces of like crushed up dried seaweed in it.
Oh.
That one's really good too. I have not put that one on top of actually, yes, I have. I was gonna say I normally put that one like on top of my poke bowl when I'm done making it.
Right.
But I have actually put that on salmon and put it in the air fryer and use that like as my salmon seasoning. And that one works great too.
Okay. Oh good. So once you cook the salmon, you take it out, do you let it cool or do you put it hot on top of the other?
I just let it cool for like a minute or two and then I normally like flake it up. So either way, whether I have salmon or tuna, it's the same like flaky texture, but you can also cut it into like pieces. You can also cut the salmon into pieces before you put it in the air fryer. So like the cubes of salmon are all like crispy around the edges after they're air fried. I see a lot of people do that, like make basically like a salmon bite.
I need to do that. How do you cook it in the air fryer? Let's say in the salmon bite size.
So I do it on 390 and I usually check it after like 7 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Especially if you like your salmon like a little underdone.
Yeah, I can't stand when it's dry.
Yeah. So definitely check it like around the 7 minute mark and probably pull it out. I usually leave it closer to like 8 or 9 just because I want like those crispy, like broiled edges.
I love that.
Like totally up to you, however you like your salmon. I've also done it before. God, I guess I do make salmon a lot. Like in this conversation, I'm like, wait, I have made salmon a lot. I've also done it with like Korean barbecue sauce or like Japanese barbecue sauce. And if you cut the salmon up into pieces and toss it with the Japanese or Korean barbecue sauce and then air fry it, then the bites get like really crispy on the outside, which I like a good crunch. So that will give you a good crunch too.
That sounds amazing.
All
I've been making lately in my air fryer, I got these great grass-fed ribeye steaks from the regular supermarket, which I think is great. And very reasonably priced, and like frozen cauliflower, broccoli, and sweet potato, and that's what I've been living on. And I'm like, I gotta get more creative.
That's so funny. We literally just had. I was like super lazy the other night, and I told Andrew I wanted to order in, and he was like, "No, I'll make dinner." Like, you know, we don't have to order in, but like, you still don't have to cook. And I said, "Fine."
Right.
So we made just what you said. It was sweet potatoes, cauliflower steaks and steak on the grill, like all one pan, like easy cleanup. And it was great. It ended up being like one of the best meals we had last week.
Yeah, it's really good. So I'm leaning towards the salmon, but the chips sounds good too. But see, I'm not mayo is you cannot, I can't, no matter how much chipotle or other spices, I can always detect the mayo. That's one food that you're like, I just can't eat it. It's just,
I don't think I'm like that with anything. So I really like my condiments, like any kind of sauce or mayo-based option I really enjoy.
Right.
Like I know there's a lot of people who don't like specifically like white condiments. Like no mayo, no ranch, no blue cheese.
I don't like any of those things.
Yeah, I like love all those things. I feel like there's nothing that I really like.
Well, when I was a kid, my parents would go on vacation and they would use this agency that sent like the meanest women ever to come take care of us. They were all really old and crotchety, not trying to be stereotypical old and crotchety, but these four. And this woman forced me to eat this Waldorf salad. And to me,
what?
Of apples, and mayonnaise and
Waldorf's
nuts. It was, she forced me to eat it.
It's like crunchy chicken salad.
What's that?
It's like crunchy chicken salad.
No, it didn't even have chicken in it. It just and nuts. It was just with mayonnaise. It was just, she obviously didn't know what she, it was disgusting. And so ever since then, I just can't.
That is so funny. So I do love a good Waldorf chicken salad, which is like shredded chicken, like you're saying, though, with mayo. And then it normally has either like walnuts, which I can't eat, but you can sometimes put pecans in it.
Right.
And it has like a berry. So like a grape or a dried cranberry.
It's as far as I remember, it was just apples and grapes and nuts.
Wait, I'm dying that it had like no chicken in it. I don't think I've ever heard of it.
That was so gross.
Like, here's some nuts and mayo.
I know. Yum. Here you go. Here you go.
That is so funny.
And I had another woman who took care of us, and I used to put ice cubes in milk because I liked it really, really, really cold. And I remember she'd be like, "Lisa's hanging out with the ice cubes." I'm like, "Can I just drink? Could you have to like?" I should comment on all.
That is funny. So when I was a kid, I obviously like hated milk because it gave me such a. I mean, I'm lactose intolerant. Like,
frankly, but
there's no way. But when my mom would set the table outside, like in the summer for us, she would put milk out like early, like before dinner. And then she'd put an ice cube in it. So like, I know like the intent was good, like to give us like cold milk, but it was like ice cubed and like watered down. And I think to this day, I can still gag thinking about it. There's no way.
Well, back to yummy food. So do you put any kind of dressing on the salmon? I know you mentioned that you could do a Korean dressing, but it sounds like with all the seasoning from the
sesame. Yeah, with all the seasoning, and if you choose the spicy mayo, that's normally like where I leave it. If I don't do spicy mayo, though, I do use either a Korean barbecue sauce, a Japanese barbecue sauce, or tamari or coconut aminos on top.
Okay.
The barbecue sauces, if you've never had like a Korean or Japanese barbecue sauce, it doesn't taste like standard barbecue sauce because it's not with like a tomato base.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like a thick, kind of almost like the consistency of if you go to a sushi restaurant and get an eel sauce.
Okay. I was thinking the bibimbap, but Korean. Have you ever had bibimbap?
I haven't.
It's so delicious. They cook the rice in a cast iron and it gets crispy on the bottom. It's white rice. And then they put a bunch of vegetables in it and then some meat or not is up to you. And then an egg on top. And they have this thick, delicious, reddish colored sauce on the side that's a little bit sweet, a little bit spicy.
I bet you it's so super good. Similar.
I bet it's similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel good.
So normally, if it's made with soy sauce, it's not going to be gluten-free.
Right.
But there are brands that make either specifically gluten-free ones or there are brands that make like naturally gluten-free ones. So I know I buy the Korean soy sauce, the Korean barbecue sauce from Wegmans. Yes.
Okay.
That one is natural. Like it doesn't say on the front, like gluten-free option, like it just says Korean barbecue sauce. And then on the back, it says gluten-free. So they must make it like naturally.
Oh, nice.
You
kind of try a bibimbap sometime.
Really do. That actually sounds really good.
And it's very good. Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound good. I'm going to have to put that on the list. Yeah, I wonder if there's a place over here that does it.
Yeah. Do you have any Korean restaurants? Because I've never seen a Korean restaurant without a bibimbap.
All right, I'm gonna look at that. Look that up after.
All right, so this seems delicious. And where do we get this amazing recipe? How can we see this and tell us all the ways that we can get it and all that good stuff? Unless you have more to add,
I don't. So obviously you can get it on kaylacapiello.com, and it'll also be part of this week's easy, healthy 30-minute meal plan. It's 5 recipes for your whole week. They're all gluten-free, dairy-free, and they're able to be made in 30 minutes or less. And I have an email that goes out for subscribers only, which this recipe will be included to as well. And you can find all that at substack.com. And you can look Kayla Capiello up under Substack, or you can just head over to my Instagram or my TikTok under Kayla Capiello, and there will be a link there directly to my Substack where you can sign up.
Now, speaking of TikTok, are we on TikTok? And how is it going? Oh, now I just want the audience to know, I was getting this out, but Kayla's able to go live on TikTok. Now they can only see her, but they can't see me. So sad. I have a cute
they can hear you.
From my teenage daughter. She's very small, but anyway, I somehow made it work. But anyway, so I'm at Lisa Davis MPH on TikTok and Instagram. And we do these every week. So we're going to be doing them twice a week.
Yay!
Because it is March. As I say, we're going to start in March. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, how is it already? What happened? Where did the month go?
I know, right? It's like the end of March at this point. We're like, shoot.
But I am happy because I just want some nice weather. Same. And I always say, living in New England, I don't count on nice weather until early to mid-May. I'm being honest. Because my daughter will get super excited. Like, it was 62 the other day. She's like, spring's here.
Now that's the norm. Yeah,
this whole week is in the low 40s. So let's just hang on to our hats. It will come. In the meantime, be sure to check me out again at Lisa Davis MPH on TikTok and Instagram. Keep coming back to Health Power. Oh my God, I have so many great things coming up and so many great things now that you can check out. You can download over 1,000 shows to listen to, no matter what healthy topic you're interested in. It is there. So please go rate, review, subscribe, and keep coming back. Kayla, I'll see you soon. This was super fun.
Thanks, guys.
Everybody, thanks so much.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy. And Lisa?
At Lisa Davis MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share, shows you care. We'll see you next time.